الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be, or is talking about, hate of others based on race, color of their skin, race, whatever you want to call it, basically racism. And racism is one of the definitions of racism is a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capabilities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. So I hope you all got that, what I just said. A belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capabilities, abilities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. And some of you probably may relate what I'm talking about, because maybe some of you all do this. I'm just being straightforward with you. Just because a person looks different than you, then you may feel that you're superior to them, or you're better than them. Or maybe even be the opposite. You may feel like maybe you're less than them, because society that in which you live have to convince you that if you from this race, then you're less than anyone else from other races. But Allah says this regarding mankind, and Allah is the one that created each and every one of us from day one. And He says, and I think I said this particular verse before, in chapter 49, verse 13. I hope you all remember that you have your Quran near you and follow along with me. And so I'm going to read a rough interpretation of the Arabic. And that is, it says, O humankind, or O humanity, or mankind, Ya ayyuhalladhina, Ya ayyuhannas, O humanity, indeed, Allah said to man, He's talking about all of us. We have created you from a male and a female, and made you into peoples or nations and tribes, so that you may get to know one another. Surely the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous among you. Allah is truly all-knowing, all-aware. And so Allah made us as the nations and tribe, not that we hate each other, just that we get to simply to know each other, to understand each other, to learn from each other. So that's the important thing of why we were created from different hues and different colors and shapes and noses and hair and skin color. Allah did not make me this color, make you that color, just so you think you're over me, or I'm thinking that you're over that, I'm over you. That is not the correct way. Matter of fact, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reported in a hadith collected by Imam Ahmed, was one of the great scholars of Islam, to have said, O humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, your Lord is one, and your ancestry is one. No Arab is superior to a non-Arab, nor is any non-Arab superior to an Arab. No white is superior to any black, nor is any black superior to any white, except on account of their piety or their righteousness. That makes you better than me, and me better than you, based on our righteousness and our piety. Other than that, no, because of your skin color, you're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. Based on skin color. This is not how we are made or created or supposed to interact with each other. And some people, this is what they do. This is what they feel they have to do. And of course, a lot of people, this is what they do, is that because they have a particular skin color, they think they're better than another group of people who have a different skin color than them. As Allah says, the Prophet Muhammad said, and as a matter of fact, this was in his last sermon to the people, and he said that, he said, your Lord is one and your ancestry one, meaning we all came from Prophet Adam and his wife Eve. We all came from that main source of humanity. All of us, that's our parents, that's our beginning. But the thing is that we have decided, or Shaitan had convinced us, that because you're white, you're better than this person, or because you're black, you're better than this people, or because you're an Arab or a non-Arab, it makes you better than other people. Again, it says, O humanity, your Lord is one, and your ancestry is one. No Arab is superior to a non-Arab, nor is any non-Arab superior to an Arab. And no white one is superior to any black, and nor is any black superior to any white. And this is what we have to live by. This is what the Muslim must live by. No doubt about it, and no changing at all. As long as man exists, Muslims have to abide by that. There's no Arab, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was talking to Arabs at the time. No Arab is better than a non-Arab. And had a lot of non-Arabs in the area, and also no non-Arab is better than the Arab, and no black one is better than the white one, and no white one is better than the black one. And also the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, listen and obey your chief, even if he is an Ethiopian, Abyssinian, East Ethiopian, with a head like a raisin. Doesn't matter if the person is black and is over you, you listen to him. He is the one that is over you. There was a time, of course, when it was something I read a while ago, is that Bilal, who was an Ethiopian, and when he would climb up, he had a great voice, a very beautiful voice, and then he would climb up the top of the Kaaba and call the people to prayer. And so people still had a little racism in them, so they would say, why is he calling the people to prayer? Why is this crow, and crows, as we know, are color black, why is he the one up there calling the people to prayer? And he was a former slave, so they really have a thing about him. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, this kind of thing, it does not matter. And I mentioned you all before, there was a situation where it was Abu Dhar, he had mentioned something to Bilal, the same person we're talking about, and he basically said to him, he got mad at him, and he said to him, you are a son of a black woman. It was probably a negative thing for him to say to Bilal. And then Bilal was upset with it. It was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was informed about it. And then the Prophet Muhammad, he went to Abu Dhar. Abu Dhar knew why he was coming, and he had his head down. And so he said, you know, did you say so on to and so on? So, and he said yes. And the Prophet said, you know, that this ignorance has not left you. this racism that you had in you, it's not, has not left you. Abu Dhabi, he did go to Bilal and said to Bilal, you know, and put his head down and said, look at Bilal, I'm not going to raise my head up until basically you walk on my neck, because I'm ashamed of what I said to you. And so at that case, I said this basic thing in another episode of mine, but I always want to remind us about it and repeat what I said before in this particular in the previous lesson and the lesson now, because obviously people haven't learned that lesson. And I pray from the last time I mentioned this lesson up until now, perhaps some of you who were racist, that you stopped being a racist. But it's also to remind you, it's not from Islam. This is not part of Islam at all. And no Muslim, no matter if the person Muslim, non-Muslim, we don't treat people in a bad way or say bad things about a person because they are different. They look different than us. Hair is different, nose different, color of skin is different. It's not from the deen Islam or from this way of life, that Islam that we practice. Islam is about peace and equality and justice, and it will be that way until Allah takes the soul of everybody. It will not change. Now, people may change. People may do different things. People may have a need to do that to feel superior, but they are not superior. And the prophet said, a black not over the white not over the black, and so forth. I'm not go over what I mentioned to you all. This is not from Islam at all. And I want my students, or you're Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. I want you to start practicing and practicing not being a racist. Others around you may be that way. Then you have to basically, in kind of street vernacular, step to them and say something to them about the way they're treating an individual that maybe not from a particular your tribe or from your nation, or look different than you. And so please be very careful. Be careful about this kind of thing. No matter what society is doing, you don't do the same thing and treat that person or group of people in that same manner. This is not the way of Islam, and this is not the way of a Muslim. Racism, the only way it's going to stop existing is that we stop doing it. At least it won't exist in us. Maybe one person at a time, we get rid of racism. And maybe that's one of the ways to get rid of racism, is one person at a time. And let's start with you. And then you pass it on to your family members and to your friends, and you don't accept it. Sometimes our friends get together and we talk about people from another race in a very negative way. Then either you go to approach them, say, tell them don't talk like that, or you can, another thing that you could do is not be around. Every time they start talking about another person based on race like that, or negatively, then you don't be around them at all. And you stand your ground and don't be afraid to be the person that's going to stand your ground and be there by yourself. Because this racism cannot continue, and smiling about it, laughing about it. There's nothing funny about it at all, racism. And it just hurts too many people in too many ways. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.